Welcome back to NewsRamp Technology for Monday evening, August 10th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Data Group wins contract for comprehensive workplace services and device lifecycle management at investitions.bell-lynn. Data Group has secured a contract to provide workplace services and device lifecycle management for investitions.bell-lynn. The collaboration aims to enhance IBB's digital workplace environment by managing 1,300 end devices over 5 years. This partnership streamlines processes from provisioning to recycling, ensuring efficient, secure, and sustainable IT workplace provision. Data Group's focus on standardized processes and quality management will create added value for IBB and its employees.
Oshkosh revealed the real electric aviation market. It's not just flying cars. Oshkosh AirVenture showcased the diverse electric aviation market beyond flying cars, with traditional aircraft like Cessna Caravans and Pipistrels converting to electric power. Companies like Air EV are aiming for automotive sale production, while Skyfly pursues Mosaic-level approvals for non-commercial aircraft. The event highlighted operational electric aircraft, shifting focus from certification to real-world deployment, signaling a broader market opportunity across various aviation sectors.
Axis Breakthrough was the party state as we always have a new reincarnating price. The call will feature updates from founder Ronnie Cohen, CEO Lenny Sokolow, President Steve Schmidt, and CFO Mark Boiso. A telephone replay will be available after the call until September 11th, 2026.
Tech Media Breaks, AIOI Holdings, Inc. featured in AI Newswire editorial on AI power infrastructure demand. Tech Media Breaks reports that AZIOI Holdings, Inc. is featured in an AI Newswire editorial focusing on AI power and infrastructure demand. The editorial highlights AZIO's integrated infrastructure strategy, including a planned 500 megahertz Texas AI data center campus and agreements with AT&T and Power Champion Investment Limited. AZIO's recent letter of intent for the acquisition of 128 NVIDIA HGX B300 AI systems is also noted, positioning the company alongside industry leaders in AI computing infrastructure. Focused ultrasound shows promise in treating brain tumors. Focused ultrasound has shown promise in treating brain tumors, according to research from the University of Virginia. The university's Focused Ultrasound Cancer Immunotherapy Center discovered that sound waves could enhance the effectiveness of cancer drugs in treating gliomas. This breakthrough could lead to targeted brain cancer treatments with reduced impact on healthy cells. As AI races ahead, the real battle is over power and infrastructure. As AI adoption accelerates, the battle over power and infrastructure intensifies. The International Energy Agency predicts a doubling of global data center electricity consumption by 2030, driven primarily by AI. Companies like AZIO AI Holdings, Inc. are focusing on building the necessary infrastructure for AI applications, including power, data centers, high-speed connectivity, and GPU systems. This shift marks a new phase in the AI economy's evolution.
Data centers are increasingly becoming targets in Iran war. Data centers are increasingly becoming targets in the Iran war, highlighting the critical role of digital infrastructure in global security concerns. Tech companies like AI Maverick Intel Inc. could start screening compute providers more closely to address these new challenges. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Information Services Group, Inc., 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Information Services Group, Inc. for 2Q26. 3's results exceeded guidance with revenue and AGIT. EBITDA growth, driven by AI-related revenue acceleration and record recurring revenue. The company's AI initiatives are strengthening its earnings model and expanding demand across various sectors. Management remains optimistic about the strong pipeline and expects continued growth and margin expansion in the upcoming quarter.
A News Breaks: Max Power Mining Corp. secures $10 million strategic private placement with Eric Scrott. The financing includes 4 million units priced at $2.50 each, with each unit comprising one common share and one warrant exercisable at $3.25. The closing is expected around August 17, 2026. The proceeds will be used for commercial validation drill programs and general corporate purposes. Sprott is anticipated to own approximately 19.5% of MaxPower's outstanding common shares.
Investor News Breaks: Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited appoints Iran Kuratz to lead CDMO supply chain, business process administration. Sinai Immunotherapeutics announced the appointment of Iran Kuratz as head of supply chain and business process administration for its subsidiary, Sinai Biopharma Services. With over 30 years of experience in leadership and supply chain management, Kuratz will oversee various functions including procurement, inventory management, and cybersecurity. This appointment follows the expansion of Sinai's CDMO platform through the acquisition of Recipharm Israel, enhancing its capabilities in biologics and small molecule development.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, positions TechForce Robotics as the intelligence layer behind autonomous enterprise workforces. TechForce Robotics has unveiled its robotic connective network, aiming to streamline enterprise workflows for autonomous robots and AI systems. The platform merges intelligent software with recurring revenue opportunities across various sectors. This move underscores TechForce's goal of creating interconnected robotic ecosystems functioning as synchronized autonomous workforces. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, is at the forefront of advancing enterprise automation with this innovative technology.
It's this 1 minute of 30 and 5 and 4 and 5 and 5. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.